We'll go ahead and get started. Roll call, please.
Badger?
Present.
Eck?
Here.
Metcalf?
Here.
Rogers?
Here.
Tylan?
Here.
Westcott?
Here.
And Skrull?
Here. Seven in attendance. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of our April 19th, 2023 meeting?
So moved.
Thank you. And I think that's a second. Yes, okay. Thank you. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, this is a bittersweet moment. It really is. Because we say goodbye to two really outstanding trustees who have served the community with distinction and honor and intelligence and passion for parks. And for that, I am so grateful. To say that we will miss them on the board is an understatement. The good news is, I'm always a good news kind of person. The good news is we are getting tonight two new trustees who I know will bring fresh eyes and energy and dedication to our park system that we all care so passionately about. So I am excited for them to join us, and I am so sad. I wish we could just expand the board, right? And then everybody could be here, and I would be very happy. I would be very happy. Right. Right. It would be easier to get a board. So with that, it is my privilege to put forward two resolutions, and I'll put them forward for a vote, and then thank you. So I'll put them. Thank you. I know, right? Okay, so I will put them forward for a vote, and then I will read them. So resolution number 433-23 and resolution number 432-24. May I have a motion to approve, please?
They're both 24.
They're both 24, yeah. 432-24 and
433-24.
I would like to approve the motion with the caveat that the remaining board members are marked as co-sponsors with you.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. With that, I will read them. Hi, guys. The cuteness has arrived. I know I'm biased, but they're serious with you. Whereas Lisa Badger has been a trustee of the Springfield Park District for 4 years, starting in 2019, and whereas she has, through her knowledge, abilities, dedication, sincerity, made a lasting contribution to this district, and you have. Whereas the community and the Springfield Park District have benefited from the many improvements to public parks and facilities, and as well as additions to recreational opportunities during her tenure as trustee, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of the Springfield Park District that the Board of Trustees of the Springfield Park District expresses its appreciation to Lisa Badger for the service rendered by her to the Springfield Park District and the people of this community during her term in office. That a commemorative bench will be constructed and multiple trees will be planted in the park of your choice for Trustees Badger's unwavering dedication to improving the quality of life of Springfield residents, but to also provide a place of peace and serenity for future generations to enjoy. And I just want to say that, you know, Lisa, you really, in a short time, you made a big impact. And you should be proud of all the things that you personally have accomplished and others have accomplished with you. And we will definitely miss you. And I hope that we will see you in our adventures as we move forward. Yeah. So with that, I guess I will sign this. And we have a box. I don't know if everybody, I'm sure everybody is aware that we all serve as volunteers. We all run for the privilege and serve as volunteers. And so I'm always so grateful that people take their personal time because they are truly devoted on this board. They are devoted to the community and making it a better place for our community. And I think that's reflected in what you see in our parks, and I think we all have a reason to be proud of that. And Lisa, you certainly will. Thank you. Voted group. One more. Whereas C.J. Metcalf has been a trustee of the Springfield Park District for 8 years, beginning in 2015, where does the time go? Whereas he has, through his knowledge, abilities, dedications, and sincerity, made a lasting contribution to this district, truly. Whereas the community in the Springfield Park District have benefited from the many improvements to the public parks and facilities as well as additions to recreational opportunities during his tenure as trustee. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of the Springfield Park District, expresses its appreciation to C.J. Metcalf for the service rendered by him to the Springfield Park District and the people of this community during his term in office. Now, therefore, be it further resolved by the Board of Trustees of the Springfield Park District that a commemorative bench will be constructed and multiple trees will be planted in the park of your choice. For Trustees Metcalf's unwavering dedication to improving the quality of life of Springfield residents, but also to provide a place of peace and serenity for future generations. We talked about it.
Yeah, I don't even look like a hockey player. I'm not enjoying coming to the park. I'm like a watery mess. I've always described, I just want to take it over too much. But I like that. I'm a guy who likes to listen more than I like to talk. As a kid, I was very interested in West Point and before my teenage apathy. I've always been very interested and intrigued by the Warrior Scholar model, right? And I was thinking the other day, but when it comes to the Park District, I'm such a sap. I just get emotional, you know? So, thank you.
Me too, by the way. So I get it.
Yeah, I'm not a super emotional guy.
You know, CJ has been a source of such counsel for me. during many conversations when things sometimes, as they do, get a little challenging, as in anything, you know, this is the one that I would call to get a read on what he thought we should do and where we should be. And I told him, that doesn't go away, it's going to be going off the board. One of the things that I love about being on this board is that we are friends and that we make really good friends here. And we may not agree on every single thing, that doesn't matter. We're all here for the right reason, with our hearts in the right place, and that's something that I value, and this one certainly has always brought that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I would say I treasure our relationship, and quite frankly, I strongly get to hell with
you. Well, we need to do that
to everybody around the board, I mean, around the table, it's been great. Staff, you guys have always been very, I hope I've never overset my bounds as a board member and not got too much into the minutia of the day-to-day stuff. That was never my intent. It's been a place of passion, but you guys have always been generous with your time and everything. You've done a tremendous job. Keep it up. You don't need this knucklehead in the mix to stir up anything, but it's been in all sincerity. It's been a great ride, and thank each and every one of you. So, I act like a real man's man. Anybody got like a dagger or
something? Okay,
3, 2, 1.
There we go. Perfect. Thank you, guys.
One more.
Yeah. You
want it over here?
Yeah. Let's do it. It's a nice. I'm sorry, guys. It's a nice for that. It's a nice.
Good, yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be on the
You want the box? Here. No, there's not pizza, Elliot. Not yet. Okay. All right. Now, for the smiling part of this, it is time to welcome our new trustees, which gives me great joy. And I think we're going to flip-flop this, and I get to ask my handsome husband to come forward and do the honors of swearing the new... Yes, go ahead.
So before we do that real quick, just wanted to let everybody aware that Sangamon County Election Office has certified the results of the April 4, 2023 consolidated election, and the winners of the election are as follows. For the position of president, Leslie Scrope. For the position of trustee with a four-year term, Mary A. Leo, Chris Tylan, and Charles Holdman II. And for the position of trustee with a two-year term, Mary Beth Rogers.
For those returning, Chris and Mary Beth, I could not be more delighted, really. And for those new members, Mary and Charlie, is Charlie okay, or would you prefer Charlie? Okay. I am over the moon to welcome you to the board. So with that, I would invite you to step forward and be sworn in.
People
hold
their Bibles, too?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. You want to all get together or do it
separately? There we go.
Wherever you'd like.
We just back here?
Yeah, with them. How about back here, Chris? That's a good idea. How about right back here?
Whatever you can get,
back here in the row.
It's my honor to be part of this night, recognizing your service and the service you will be giving to the Park District. I state your name.
Charlie Oakland.
Having been elected to the office of trustee, in the city of Springfield, in the county of Sangamon aforesaid, do solemnly swear or affirm, that I will support the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of trustee, of Springfield Park District Board, to the best of my ability. Congratulations. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of president of Springfield Park District Board to the best of my ability.
Get on with it already.
Bye, Adelie. I just want to take a moment to say that this is an incredible honor and a privilege and a responsibility of significant proportions. We, as a board, we have a big impact on this community, and it has truly been over these last years the number will remain. It has truly been a just an amazing adventure and a pleasure. It's a joy. It is a joy to drive around this community and see the things that you helped make better. And to see your fellow community members enjoying it. It doesn't get any, to me, it doesn't get much better than that. And people say all the time, why do you do this? It's volunteer. And it's sometimes some headaches and sometimes a lot of work, but mostly it's a joy. And it brings me personally an enormous amount of joy. And so for all of you, I say welcome and thank you for joining me in this quest, because this is a team effort. I can't emphasize that enough. And we have an outstanding team. Our staff members, the trustees, everybody brings something to the table, literally, and a perspective that will be listened to and honored and respected. And I just want you to know that I feel that very deeply, that we're all elected to be here, and that everybody's voice should be weighted equally, and hopefully we come collectively to a good decision. So with that, I just wanted to say thank you, and I am so stoked about the next 4 years. I mean, what we've been able to accomplish is, as Lisa said, during a global pandemic, we accomplished a boatload of stuff. We are all teed up for an amazing 4 years. So thank you all for joining me, and thank you for wanting to serve.
And when they ask you why,
don't,
I'm good at it.
Well, that's very kind. That's very kind of you. I you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and I want to seat seated here. Okay.
I didn't think it would be good to come and then
yes. Uh oh. Good thing I wore a dress. Thank you. And by the way, this may be the only time you ever see me wear a dress. Yes.
I'd like to say a couple words for you. That when I came on here 4 years ago, I had spent the previous 12 years in city council. This is entirely different. This may be an elected body, but this is less divisive. Communication is encouraged. Ideas are listened to and not shot down. Board members are, as CJ said, friends. And it's a different environment than what you've ever seen on any other elected position you've been in, if you have been in one before. So just be prepared to erase the way you used to think if you've been on divisive boards or ones that didn't communicate or ones that didn't feel that you were being recognized. Every voice is heard by President Scruff. Every idea is heard. And I think that that's something that's different than any of the other boards or commissions that I've been on.
Thank you. And we'll keep it that way. Because I think everybody brings different perspectives and different ideas, and one of the things I love the best is, and you're very good at this, is when somebody puts something out there and you go, that's a great idea, right? Wish I had thought of it, but
you never know what's going to stick.
Right, so keep it coming, because you know, you're going to think of something we just didn't occur to us, and that's great, that's why you're here. So, thank you. With that, we should get to the business of the board. And thanks for putting, what? Yep. So next is public comment. Thank you, Chris. Would anybody like to address the board this evening more than it's already been addressed? Okay. Thank you. Buildings and concessions? There you go.
Make a motion to authorize staff to utilize the district's cooperative purchasing agreement through Omnia and accept Weatherproofing Technologies Incorporated proposal on Nelson Center roof for an amount not to exceed $165,000.
Thank you. And a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion from committee? Questions? Okay. Roll call, please.
Alphabetically, AGO. Eck.
Aye.
Hoogland.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. Committee of the Whole, I would like a motion, please, to approve Resolution 434-24, forming the Committee on Local Government Efficiency. We are required by statute to do this.
So,
thank you. And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Alio.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Hoogland.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. Nancy, liaison committee.
I move to approve intergovernmental agreement between Crinkle Park District and Lincoln Park District to provide recreational services for people with disabilities.
Wonderful.
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Alio.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Hoogland.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. Chris?
Motion to authorize staff to purchase a Trimax Snake S2 320-inch pull-behind mower under the Minnesota State Purchasing Program for amount not to exceed $45,000.
Thank you. And a second?
Please.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Alio.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Hoogland.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. Other business, we need to approve Resolution 435-24, authorizing the submission of a park grant application we discussed in committee for the roof at Nelson Center. May I have a motion to approve?
And
thank you. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Alio.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Hoogland.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. We also need a motion to approve the supplemental statement of claims. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Alio.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Hoogland.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. Before we adjourn, I just wanted to tell the board what I'd like you to do is email me sometime in the next few days. I will email you all with the list of committees. If you would give me two choices of committees you would like to chair, and then I'll do my best with your first choice and second choice. I'll do my best to accommodate everybody. And with that, I just want to congratulate everybody. It's been a pleasure serving with all of you, and I look forward to serving with you in the future. So, welcome.
Thank you.
With that, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Nobody. Nobody is ever opposed to adjourning.